Talk Radio.
Inner Sight frolics round the world, starring Jimmy Dinigan, Jane McCloskey, Jane the Klutz, we used to call her, Jane the Klutz, and yours truly. And I don't know what happened to my engineer, but there's no music up here. Engineer, where are you? All right, and we'll have a honeymooner episode, a little modified, a little creativity in it. And the disabled friendly philosopher will be here. So, since we don't have any background music, and we were supposed to, I don't know what happened to that. We're brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue. 609-388-7004. Big East, Key to Rescue. Joanne Diamond, Toms River, New Jersey. Hey, Inner Sight and some of our friends, Beccaro's Italian Tavern, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, some of the friends that have helped us in the past, Touro Law Center, and my buddy Sal Sunset Restaurant, Ice Lip Cleaners, some of the people who have helped to keep this show going. Appreciate it. All right. All the beautiful children of the world, take care of them, watch over them. Little Corey Foster, Avante, little Tommy Campbell, to mention a few of them who have gone to a better place. Definitely. All right. Go an extra mile for a child. That's the Inner Sight saying. So try to remember it. And we remind you every night. Hey, Inner Sight around the world. Oh, by the way, you need dog food, cat food. Call Gary at Nobody Starves on Long Island. 631-484-3085. That's my buddy Gary with the rescue and the animal food and veterinarian care when he can do it. He does it all on donations. Let's see, what else we got? Oh, Kennedy Realty. My buddy Anthony Kennedy with the Realty. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info? Call Mr. Kennedy. 631-888-1186. Kennedy Realty, right here, local in Islip, New York. Yeah, dial them up. All right. What else we got? Well, let's see. We'll hold off on the Able News to see if the engineer is alive or dead. Right? You never know what's going to happen next in this world. All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. And that's us. And our number is 631-224-3090 on the Inner Sight. Yeah. So we're trying to get our benefit together. We'll keep you posted. We're shooting for September and see how it goes. Waiting for the these authorities to make up their mind. They're going to open things. They're going to keep them closed. You know, coming back on the railroad from New York City on a Friday, trains used to be packed. Now they're practically deserted. Yeah. So who knows what's going to be. All right. Don't forget to sign our petitions. Change.org. One on the service dog school and the one on the nursing homes. Horrible places. Yeah. All right. Inner Sight. Frolics. Gotta make your own music around here. Well, here's another fine mess you've gotten me into. You and your big ideas. Well, I didn't do anything. I just wanted to help you, Ollie. You helped me, all right. I feel horrible. Ah, phew! Well, what have you got, the allergy? I don't have any allergy. I got what you got. Well, what have I got? You got vaccinated. And that's how I got sick. Well, now, wait a minute. If I got vaccinated, isn't that supposed to make you better? Oh, shut up. Now, because of you and that stupid vaccination, you spread germs all over the place. Well, I didn't know it was going to get germs. I thought they were going to give me vaccination. Well, what do you think vaccination is? It's germs. Well, nobody ever told me that. Oh, now listen. Put that white coat on. What do you want me to put a white coat on for? Because I feel horrible, and when I see a person with a white coat, I think it's a doctor, and I feel better. It's psychological. When my doctor never wore a white coat, well, what did he wear? He wore a black coat. A black coat? Why is that? Well, because when the fella died, he didn't have to change his clothes. Oh, shut up. He was all ready for him. All ready for him. Just put that coat on. Now get me something to drink. All right. You want beer, soda, or eggnog, or straight booze? Will you just get me a glass of water? Glass of water. Would you like a little spritz in it? Maybe a little bourbon or, tonic? Will you stop that? Well, here you are. Here's your water. Now, do you mind if I go on vacation? Vacation? With me dying here, you want to go on vacation? Well, when I come back, maybe you'll be all better. Or even better, maybe you'll be not all better. Will you stop that? Now, what am I going to do? I need some medicine. Medicine? Oh. Well, there's a fella down the corner. Fella down the corner. But he wears a blue coat. A blue coat? Why? Well, he's a blue-collar worker, and on the side he sells he's a medicine man. A medicine man? Where did you meet this? Achoo! This fella. Well, no, I didn't exactly meet him. He just got out of jail.
What?
What was he in jail for? Well, I told you, he's a blue-collar worker and he sells medicine on the side. Would you like me to call him up? Call him up? What is he going to give me? Oh, he's got all kinds of good medicines. He's got quinine, bromelain, and Alka-Seltzer, and Bromo-Seltzer, and all kinds. Will you stop that? I need something to soothe my nerves. I'm dying here because you got vaccinated. You spread the germs all over the house. Well, here, let me call Dr. Blue. Dr. Blue. Let's see, 478-258. Hello? Is this Dr. Blue? Oh. Who is this? Oh, you're his brother, Dr. Green. Yes, where's Dr. Blue? What? What? Oh, no. What did he say? Oh, no. Oh, no. Will you stop that, oh, no, and tell me what he said? He said Dr. Blue didn't have the money for the bail and they didn't let him out. Hang up that phone. Dr. Blue. Well, I suppose I'll have to go down the corner myself and see what I can get for you. Are you crazy? You'll poison me. Well, I already did that. Oh, shut up. Get out of here. Get out. Why don't you help me? Woo! All right, Lauren Hardy and... Yeah, you know, think about it. That's really true. Somebody takes the vaccine, see?
Yeah.
And then they go out, and, you know, they're walking around whistling on. Oh, boy, I got it. I'll never get it. And the guy says, whoa, what do you got? I got it right in the ass. Wait a minute. You got it in the ass. Wait a minute. That doesn't sound right. Oh, it was very good. It was just a little pew. And I got it, and now I'll never get it. What are you talking about? Oh, I got the serum. The magic serum. That's it. Magic serum vaccination. You know, he's walking down the street and all of a sudden comes over him and, oh, what happened? I feel sick. I got to go home. Yeah, you know, because somebody said, and I believe it's true, you get the vaccination, see, you got the germs in you, you know. Now, let's say you get the vaccination and you want to go out with a girl and, you know, she's not vaccinated. Well, you go out with her and you do what Louis said, you know, smoochy. And next thing you know, she gets infected from you.
Mm-hmm.
She gets infected from the vaccination. Boy, what a racket they got.
But listen,
they make money on that, too.
So how do you make... Okay, now I got a question.
Crazy.
How did they manage to make a dead virus alive? Now, you got to answer that question.
What do you mean a dead virus
dead
alive?
Virus.
What are you talking
what
about?
You're saying, what I'm saying is
what?
That is the genetic code for the virus, and it's not the actual virus. So how do you manage?
Well, that's
to make
that's why it doesn't work as well as it should. Because it's not the real thing. Like Dr. Hochenbach said, you can't fool the human body.
Vulcan back.
He was right.
You can't get that guy's name right.
You can't fool the human body. Body's smarter than any one of these doctors.
I got to ask him, that guy Bach, we got to ask him, what's his true name? We keep quoting him.
Yeah, Dr. Hulkenbach from Germany.
I think it was that.
Inner sight. We got the honeymoon is coming up, and we got the philosopher coming up. Louis will be here later. We're going to answer that Bing Crosby question. All right. So,
and we're going to say something about Joe.
Inner sight frolic. What?
It's his birthday today. Heavenly birthday. We're going to say something about Joe.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday to Joe. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday
to you. Happy birthday, Arian. Happy birthday to you. You know, a lot of people didn't like Joe. You know?
Yeah, but he was good in the heart. Really
he was
well.
Very annoying.
I
remember the time.
He was a pain. Yeah.
I can't hear you, by the way. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Speak into the phone, into the speaker.
Wow.
A lot of people didn't like Joe because he could be very annoying. See, and I remember one time, over there at the Independent Living Center. They were working on some kind of a project, and they thought they were going to get this politician to help them, you know. So, I'll never forget this. I thought it was so funny because the whole thing is stupid because if the politicians are going to help, they're going to help. If they're not, they're not. So Joe called up this politician and told him that if you don't put the money into a debit card, you know, and start raising money to help people, we don't want you. And he killed the whole deal or whatever kind of deal they were making with him. I don't know. Probably something stupid anyway. But then the woman who was running the whole thing got angry and mad, and, you know. So her and Joe didn't get along anyway. What?
I probably know her.
I can't hear you. You're muffled.
I'm not mumbling.
What's wrong with your
I
phone?
Said, do I know her? I think you're losing your hearing.
No, you're all muffled. You sound far away.
I still sound far away?
Yeah. A little better, but you still sound like you're on a distant shore.
Hey, Frank, how are you? I'm on this distant shore. Is that it?
All right, in a sight around the world. Yeah, Arian could be. Arian was a great advocate, but he could sometimes it could be very annoying, but happy birthday, Joe, and we hope you're not up there annoying angelic people.
Yeah, he's not. I could feel he's just doing good.
Oh, you never know.
Everything's given
with
to
Joe.
You, why should you annoy people? Everything's
what?
Good. Why should it? Everything's given to you. Everything's good, so why should he annoy people? Right?
Well, who knows? You know, Joe could be very picky sometimes.
He was. I remember a time he said something about a bar in the city that he used to go to all the time. He said, they didn't get my sandwich right or something like that. So that's why I left them.
Yeah. And I remember the time when we went out on the boat, see. The gambling boat.
Oh, okay.
The gambling boat. We went down to Freeport, down to the pier, the hot day. And we got on this boat, and, you know, we were playing the slot machine. I mean, once in a while I like to do that. I'm not a big fan of this, but once in a while, you know. So I ran out of quarters, see.
I remember this story.
So I said to Joe, I said, loan me a couple of quarters. Well, he went off the deep end. He said, I only got a few quarters. I don't have any quarters. Go and tell the girl to give you a change. He's going on and on. I said, Joe, I said, just give me a quarter, will you?
It's like as if he named them already.
So he
just named them and named them already.
After about 10 minutes, back and forth, he gives me a quarter, see? And I put it in the machine, and boom. I made about $5-10, you know.
Oh, boy.
And as soon as he saw all those quarters, he said, give me my quarter back. I said, all right, wait, just take it easy, would you? I mean, where am I going to go? We're in the middle of the ocean.
That's
so
funny.
So every time I played the machine and I got a couple of quarters, I won some. Can I have my quarter? He kept bugging me for this quarter for about 3 hours until I said, here, Joe.
3 hours.
Here's your quarter.
Yeah.
You
wanted,
but you know,
he
got,
he was,
I was gonna give him the damn quarter back, but he, he just got annoying.
Yeah.
All right, in
how
a
about
sight.
The apple pie.
We miss Arian.
Yes, we do a lot.
What?
How about the apple pie? The apple pie.
Pie.
Yeah, you don't remember that?
What apple pie?
The one he
apple
he
pie
said
in America. I remember
for
that.
No, the apple pie he finally paid me for. Remember? The Zorn's apple pie.
Oh, we bought an apple pie. We went to this party.
Yeah.
And we were all going to chip in.
Yeah.
And what happened? He wouldn't chip in. What happened? I forgot.
No, it was for Joe and I to chip in each on the apple pie. So I ended up paying for all of it. And I said to him, when you have the money, give it to me. And he's complaining, you know. Like, he can't. About the pie being quite expensive, and not because
Your phone is horrible. Your phone. Why don't you hang up and dial back in? Your phone is horrible,
okay,
man.
Okay.
Phone gobbled.
Right. I'll call
Googly.
Back in. You can tell the story. All right.
Yeah. So, oh, that was the apple pie. He didn't want to give the whatever it was a couple of bucks. It took him, I don't know, a year to give us the money for the apple pie. But that was Joe. You know, he was a nice guy, but he could be a pain in the ass. But aren't we all, world? All right. Let's see. I want to get some philosopher music. And the engineer gets back in here. The disabled, friendly philosopher.
Okay, hold on. Is that better? Is that better?
Yeah, it's better. keep the phone near to your lips.
Hold on. I've got to be able to see the board. Hold on. I'm going blind. I am blind. So.
Yeah, give me the disabled, friendly philosopher.
Gotcha. Hold on. There you go.
One more time. Rip it up.
Come on, come on. There it goes.
Hello there, folks. This is your disabled friendly philosopher. Now, who do you believe? The CBC? The old doctor? The FBI?
The FBI.
Or the president who's senile? I don't know which one to believe. One guy says one thing, another guy says another thing. And then you got the scientists of the world that came on the news yesterday and said the CBC, the CDC is wrong. You keep on wearing the mask, you'll never get in the herd. Well, I'm not an animal anyway. Who wants to be in a herd?
Right.
Yeah. So they kept going back and forth, and then the other guys, what the hell is his name, Goatlib, or whatever his name is, some time ago, he said, you don't have to wear the mask. Then he changed his mind. Then the vaccine came along, and they said, if you get the vaccine, you don't have to wear the mask. Well, that doesn't make sense. Because if you spit all over everybody, you're going to infect them. They gave it to you. All right, yeah, so you don't know who to believe or what to do. You know what the answer is, folks? You're an individual. Figure it out for yourself. Yeah, this is the disabled friendly philosopher, and they're all in it for the money. That's all it is.
That's
all the whole thing is. Take the wild oil of oregano.
Yay.
All right. That's it. Inner sight.
A wild oil of oregano.
And, that's it. That's the best stuff. It kills virus.
I never forget I had an infectious tooth, and I just didn't know what to do. And the tooth was hurting me, right? So what I did is I took a cotton ball, Frank, and I put drops of oil oregano on it. Now, I was going to see stars by doing what I did, but I didn't care. I threw the cotton ball on the infectious tooth. Boy, did I scream a little bit, but it actually helped me. The next day, everything that was coming out of it had already come out, and the tooth looked a lot better, and I didn't have to.
Yeah, because that's good for infections.
Yeah.
The oil
really
of oregano.
And everybody's outcome is different, but this really did help me. I can't say that it didn't, you know?
All right. Inner Sight, we're on television Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit. And we got Thursday night, 7:30, Channel 20 here on Long Island. So check us out, you know. Yeah, so I remember when we were kids, you know, in school, we used to kid around and tease everybody who's gonna marry who.
No.
You know? And now we had nicknames for everybody too. Janie was her last name was McCluskey, so we called her Janie the Cluck.
Oh, you.
Janie the Cluck, because she was always falling down or getting in trouble or, you know, doing stupid things.
Right.
So one day, Dinigan came up with the idea, you know, Janie's going to marry Joe McElroy.
Oh, gosh.
And he gets up in front of the class. Gets up in front of the class. We used to do show and tell. You know.
Yeah.
So Jimmy raises it. Miss Ma, I got a show and tell. I got to tell. I got to tell. Hump on showing. And Miss Ma says, "All right, Jimmy. Now just sit down and wait your turn. Wait your turn." So a couple of kids came up, and finally Jimmy was. All right, what's your show and tell? Oh, I know what happened. See, I know the whole story. Found in the room. Will you stop that? None of that stuff. Now, what's the show and tell? Janie's going to marry Joe McElroy. And Janie went berserk.
I am not. No, I'm not. Jimmy, don't you dare say that. I'm going to tell your mother.
Don't tell my mother. Tell Joe McElroy's mother. And he's up there going on and on and on. Miss Moss trying to get him to sit out, you know. He won't stop. Once this kid gets started, forget it.
He gets stuck. Yeah.
You know,
who's,
one time.
Who was more annoying? Him or.
What?
Or who was, he was very annoying, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was annoying. One time.
Now, if you were to compare him to Joe, who was more annoying now?
Oh, no, Dinigan got Joe beat.
Oh, okay.
By a long way.
Joe beat.
But one time,
one
of the teachers came in. And they had one of those lassos, you know, a rope. And Jimmy wouldn't sit down. The teacher threw a lasso around him and, "Come on, Jimmy, come on," like a horse.
You're kidding me.
Miss Molly, they're gonna hang me. Oh, shut up.
Sit down now.
I'll never forget
you said,
that,
sit
man.
Down now?
So funny.
Yeah. I would have started singing Pale Ginger Ale with him just so he would shut up. That didn't
work. Janie freaked. We tried to hook her up with McElroy. You know.
Uh-oh.
And oh boy, that was funny because and then Janie said, "No, I'm gonna marry Frankie."
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we did
he
a we did
you?
A play together.
He liked you?
I mean,
aww.
Yeah. Janie and I did a play together.
Aww.
And I had to play it was what was it, Brigadoon. I had to play the guy. I had to play her. She was my fiance, Jeannie. You know. Oh man, she wouldn't quit bugging me, man.
Frankie, why don't you come over to my house? We got to rehearse.
I said, "Janie, I don't want to rehearse no more. Leave me alone." It was so funny. And then when I sang my big song, she freaked out, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, those were the funny days, the crazy days when you did weird things and everything else.
Yeah.
Inner Sight Frolics. On the line. All right. Who we got on the phone? Anybody?
We have Maureen, but she's not in wanting to. She's just listening. And then we've got Danny. He's listening. So we're waiting for Louie. Where's Louie?
What?
We're waiting for Louie. Louie hasn't called in yet.
All right. Let's take Maureen's call in the meantime.
Okay. Okay.
Now, Maureen, try to say something stupid or funny.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. How are you?
She's got a lot of stupid this week.
Well, I don't know about saying something stupid, but I did something stupid today. So.
Oh, don't say that.
No, what'd you do?
Yeah. I set up my trip for Accessoride, but I set up the wrong time, so I set it for a time I'll be at the place instead of coming back from the place, so now I'll take a cab back home.
Yeah, I've done that. But I've done it with
you. Oh, you gave them the wrong time?
Yeah, instead of giving them 12:30, I gave them 10:30, so.
Yeah.
I just have so much on my mind, you know, I'm just... This whole thing is just driving me crazy with all this Medicaid and everything. And a lady from AgeWell called today, and there's a couple things not right there. Because I think I don't know. There's so many things you have to call and get straight, and it's just...
when you make a ride with that Accessoride, don't they give you a phone call to check the time?
Mm-hmm. They give you the night before the time, but I realized it too late, or I could have changed it. They give you the night before, and then they give you like 15 minutes when they're on their way in the morning.
They do tell you to remind you about the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was
don't
my
worry
stupid
about
thing
it.
I did today.
You'll get it, Armin. Stuff will start forming into place. You'll see it. Like I told you, it will. Right now, it seems like hairy, but it'll come together. You just got to keep loving it.
I know. There's so much I have to do yet.
From next year, and you'll be like, at this time, and you'll be like, oh, wow, I went through
all
that.
Well, the main thing is to get your mother out of that hellhole.
Exactly.
Mm. Everything else come later, you know.
I have to do it as I go along because I have to set up the home care and everything. So you
well,
know,
that's what I mean.
That's what
get
I'm
her there,
on.
Make sure she's safe, and then you can deal with
then
stuff better. You know, both
well,
of you.
Well, I have to
place.
Do the home care and all before she gets out because I have to have that waiting when she gets there.
Right.
You know that I have
so
to
I
set
her
up beforehand.
I taught her what to do with certain things and helped her a little bit. And then we're sitting there scratching our heads about certain things. And I said, you know, we got to call them on Tuesday.
No, it's just
some of the things she
couldn't
wait, so she called today. That's okay.
And when you're moving, to another county too, you know, and it's just a lot. You know,
I think we should make this all like one. Frank, I've decided that every state, every county is different. So they instill different things about their programs. They even name them in some states totally different. It should all be one program. Get out of the freaking nursing home and look back. You know? And it should be encompassing, what we want and also...
Yeah, well, first you got to get the politicians out of jail before you do that.
Unfortunately, some of them have
jail.
Never gone in.
Yeah.
I said, unfortunately, some have never gone in. Who should have, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, they pay everybody off, you know.
Yeah, well, he's the one that we're talking about is probably has his defense. Now, his brother is getting in trouble because, you know, I think he's going to be working on his defense. So I don't know.
Nothing's going to happen to them.
You know?
Nothing will happen to either one. You know? Really.
Well, his defense is going to be simple. I'm right and everybody else is wrong.
Right. That's the way it's going to be, right?
That's the defense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how it seems to be going so far, right?
Yeah, that's the way it's always been. We're just narcissistic in their nature.
If we're lucky, he'll slip on a marshmallow with whipped cream on top of it.
Right. That's true. But that ain't good.
Or maybe he'll go to a doctor that goes poof, poof.
Yeah. Nah. I don't wish that on my worst.
You never know. You never know what's going to happen next in this world.
I know.
Well, I got something good. I have diabetic socks on, and they keep slipping into my shoes.
Wait a minute. You cut Maureen off. Maureen, what were you saying?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it wasn't anything important. I didn't. It was nothing important. I forget what it was even. I just said you never know. When you said
these politicians, they think they're going to live forever.
Yeah,
nobody will.
I just can't even. The news just drives me crazy. I can't even listen to it anymore. It's, everything's too much, you know? It really is. just listening to the show tonight and taking my mind off things as much as possible until I get everything straightened out.
All right, in a sight, we got the honeymoon is coming up with the janitor skit. All right,
okay.
And Louie be hanging around.
Yeah.
All right, give me some honeymoon music, then we'll see if we can get Louie.
All right.
And then we'll see where Louie is.
All right, guys.
Good
night. Take care. Okay.
Thanks, Maureen.
All right. Good night, Mom.
Okay. Good night. Okay.
Take care,
Mom.
Good night.
Yeah, give me some of that honeymoon music.
That's what I thought. Here it comes.
Boy, Alice, today was the most miserable day of my life.
What happened, Ralph?
What happened? I'm exhausted. I had to drive that bus up and down Madison Avenue. And there was all kinds of fire trucks and police department, and there was a big hole right in the middle of the street. And who went in that hole?
Ralph, are you all right?
They took me to the hospital to check me out. All I want to do is take a nice hot bath and go to sleep.
Oh, you can't take a hot bath, Ralph.
Why not?
There's no water.
No water? What do you mean there's no water? I paid my rent. Where's my water?
Well, it's a long story, Ralph. Norton had to use all the water upstairs.
Norton? Norton works in the sewer. What does he want water for?
Well, he was down the sewer, and something happened. A big animal got caught in the sewer.
A big animal?
Yeah, a seahorse.
A what?
A seahorse. And nobody could get it out. But little Norton came along and talked baby talk to it, and the horse came right to him, and he took it home, and the sweet little thing, he had to put him in the tub and keep running the water, so he thought he was in the ocean.
That man is a maniac. What's he doing with a seahorse? Is he going to ride it?
No, he's not going to ride it, Ralph. He's got to feed it, though. He has to go down to the fish store and get all kinds of fish for it.
What am I going to do? I got to take a bath. All right, Norton. What's going on? Ralph, you mind just lower your voice. You're gonna scare Pigtail. Who? Tail. Who's Pigtail? Pigtail's my seahorse. Will you stop that? Pigtail. Why do you call it Pigtail? Well, because I believe it's a girl. The girl. What are you gonna do with that thing in the tub? Well, I'm gonna hold on to it until I can get it down to Coney Island and put it in the ocean. And when are you gonna do that? Maybe next month. Next month? I can't wait that long. I need water. Water. Well, you know what we need, Ralph? I'll tell you what we need in this building. We need a janitor. Janitor? Yeah. You know, janitor to take care of the place and everything and give you the water and fix the pipes. There, Norton. Mm-hmm. Huh. If the job was that good, I'd take it myself. You're too late. I beat you to it. What? I'm the new janitor.
Uh-uh.
You're the new janitor.
What?
Well, listen, janitor. Get in there and fix my bath. I want water. Now, Now don't get too excited because Pigtail is very nervous. She thinks she's still down the sewer.
What?
Yeah, I had to assimilate the smell of the sewer in the bathroom, and that's why Trixie threw me out. Get out of here! Smell of the sewer.
Woo! That's horrible. Simulate.
That smell was. All right, in a sight. The seahorse in the sewer. Who you get? Who made? Who wrote that? I don't know. Anyway, we got Louie coming up.
Yeah, let's see if he came on.
If he remembers.
Yeah, he's on. He's on.
All right, let's get Louie Rivera right here on Inner Sight. Louie the Lip.
All right, here he comes.
All right, Inner Sight.
And now,
Wallet.
Frank Perino.
Hey, hey, Louie, how you doing there, brother?
Hello, yeah. Hello, Murphy boy. My name is Ed Norton on Inner Sight on Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
Blah, 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 all right, boom. Dude. You're doing good.
Yeah,
what's up with the blah-blah-blah-boom? We got to talk about that.
Wait a minute. All right, so listen, Lou, so...
Yeah.
How you doing there? What's the latest on the? Can you play the conga yet?
No, not that. I gotta wait till my eyes. I'm not recovered from the eye yet.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta wait till it heals up, right?
Yeah. Mm. That's right.
Yeah. Well, you're probably misplaying the drum. Yeah.
This is Ralphie Boy. I want to go visit Pat Cooper, and we'll take you to Rosanna Dana. I'll bring Ed Norton with me. I'm going to introduce the Rosanna Dana on the Inner Sight Fox.
Rosanna Dana. Gee, I wonder what kind of candy she liked.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you mean candy? Yeah. I don't know. She got.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can give her to... Ed Norton or maybe Ralph Cramden or...
Yeah, did you ever eat gumdrops?
Yeah.
You remember
gumdrops? Oh, you gumdrop? Told me about the gumdrops, something like
that? Yeah. I remember in school, see?
Yeah.
It was a real hot day. You ever go to school on those hot days, about 98, and there's no... And the teacher... is afraid of air. I got the windows closed and all that. And you're dying in there. So this kid comes to school with about 3-4 packs of gumdrops, see? And he's got them in all his pockets. And he sits down, and this stuff melts.
Ew.
He's trying to get up. And the teacher's yelling at him, and, get over here. And the gumdrops are stuck
over
all
here,
over.
That's right.
Oh, my. He's all full of sticky gumdrops.
Gumdrops.
Oh, they really used to stick, too.
Oh, they taste horrible, those things.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, it tastes horrible every time you eat it. No, my God, no.
Rosanna, Dana, and gumdrops.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Lou.
Am I giving everybody the gumdrops? I'm talking to Rosanna, Dana on the line here, talking to Frank Perino.
Hey, hey, Louie.
I'm talking to Red Norton on the Honeymooners on the Ralph Cramden, you know?
Yeah. You remember the Dean Martin show?
Talk about Dean Martin show from Perino.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, one night he had on Bing Crosby, see.
Bing Crosby,
And Crosby was known to take a couple of belts, you know. And Dean was supposed to be an alcoholic, but I don't think he ever was. But anyway, so Dean comes out and he sings his song, and then he introduces Bing Crosby. And he says, I want to find out why Bing Crosby goes boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
You know? So he introduces and Bing comes out and, oh, I'm glad to be on the show, Dean, and thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome, yeah. You're welcome. Bing Crosby and Bing Martin and Leo Corleone over here.
Yeah, yeah. So Dean says, well, what happened the other night when you came over to my house? How come my liquor cabinet was missing?
Liquor? What do you mean liquor? Wait.
Yeah. And Dean starts going, boom, 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 boom.
Ah, you mean boom, 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 sound like that, Yeah?
That's it.
That's right.
Now, why did he do that?
I say the words to my name is Suzanne Taurasi Ferreira. I'm talking to Frank Marino on air site. And Rosanna Thano talking to Suzanne Taurasi Ferreira. I'm giving out those ladies loading drops and going on at the same time. Talk to Dean Martin. And Dean Martin, I'm going to teach him how to play a bongo drum. Put him in the Rock Pack and talk to Joey Bishop and Sammy Davis Jr. And the other one.
Oh, yeah. Remember Joey Bishop?
I like that with the Rock Pack.
You know why Bing went boom, 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 boom?
Oh, what does that mean?
It helped his constipation.
No way.
So Dean Martin
really?
Turns around and he says, well, I hope you got on a couple of diapers. I don't want diarrhea on my show.
Yeah, that's why I need. Hey, Frank, I need diapers from Rosanna Dana, too.
Oh, my.
That's
why. Yeah, oh, my God.
Boom.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, blah, blah, blah.
That meant he wanted to go.
That's too funny. That's
put a mask on, Frank. You want to go near a diaper. If you want to need a diaper, you got to put a mask on it and put it on your nose
that's
and mouth.
Right.
Cover yourself up.
That's it.
Yeah. And then take it off and put a clean one.
All right, in a sight, Louis Rivera. Hey, Lou, how's my little song? Can you sing?
Ever heard of Name Game?
You know that song?
Go Shirley, Shirley, Bo-Bori, Banana Ballad, Bo-F, Shirley, B-Pipe, or Shirley, and other name.
Yeah, that's a
he
funny
wants
song.
To sing the name song? Oh, my. I don't remember it.
And Suzanne,
yeah. Yeah, I do remember it partially.
Yeah, go
he
ahead.
Did it during jumping rope.
Sing the rest of it. You know it?
Sing the rest.
You just make it up.
How about Frank Perrine? Oh, Perino, Perino for Perino, Banana Fanta for Frank Perino, Fee Fight for Frank Perino.
Frank the Louis Bank, the Crank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Stop me in the beginning next time.
Name Game. They redid that song, you know. I don't know who did it, but somebody did it.
That was Shelley Ellis.
It's a big.
New version. Huh?
Song name, too. People used to.
Who did it, Lou?
Shelley Ellis, that hit called the name, the clap song. Then you got the name game and other songs.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I don't like
all
that.
Right.
I need to. Yeah, Frank. I need a swab. I have to talk to Pat Cooper and Rosanna Dana all about it. I went to the restroom to talk to one of Dean Martin's pals, Joey Bishop and Sammy Davis Jr. all about it, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, Lou, Give me a little bit of that song, I Gotta Be Me.
Oh,
wherever I write, oh, wherever I wrong, where I find a place in this world, never be wrong. I gotta be me. I gotta be me. And you tell me what I am. That's Frank Perino.
All right, Louis Rivera.
Always
good for a good laugh. Thanks, Lou.
Always.
Hey, hey Suzanne. I love
you.
Yeah.
Hey, I love you.
Yeah, we love you too.
Good, okay.
Hey, Frank, let me ask
week.
You something. I miss, Frank, I miss Suzanne Taurasi's old phone number. Is that out of service? I miss that phone number.
No, you're still right.
Oh, yeah?
Right.
Well, let it stay out of service.
No.
I can't get hold of Suzanne. Your phone is out of service.
Probably has too much voice. Maybe I'll check it. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. In a sight.
Love you guys.
Thanks.
Have a good weekend.
Take care.
Yeah. All right. The Spanish Cataramba. Louis Rivera. Louis de Lip. On In a Sight Live.
Very talented.
And, yeah, you know, so that story about the gumdrop. That's a true story. All right, clear the board.
I'm trying.
All right. In a sight. And there's a lot of weird stuff going on, you know, with the vaccines and the mask and signs and all kinds of stuff. I tell you, you don't know what they're going to pull on you next. So you got to be prepared. You know, don't trust them. You know, they may come out with and say there's another virus. Who knows?
No, I don't doubt it. They said, don't think this is the last virus that you'll have, because this could, be another variation, doctors have come out and said that.
Oh, there have been viruses around for thousands of years. What are they talking about?
I know. Like Ebola. Ebola's been around for a long time.
Bunch of morons.
I know. And Ebola
All right,
is,
in sight. Monday we got Mad or Glad. Tuesday open mic. Wednesday we're supposed to have a guest on, so we'll keep you posted about that.
90 seconds.
And again, I want to wish Joe a happy birthday. He would have been what, 66 today?
66.
All right. Thank you so much. Hope you had a little fun, a little craziness, and whatever you do, stay away from gumdrop. It's going to be 90 degrees Sunday.
Yeah. Ooh. That'll
gumdrop.
Be nice. Gumdrop.
All right. In a sight. Means freedom. Advocate. Means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090, and we'll be with you Monday on the Mad or Glad. We had a little cuckoo time. Thank you so much, Suzanne, engineer, co-host, and all our listeners out there around the world. We appreciate it. All right. Inner Sight, get more. Give me some more. I want more. I want more Inner Sight. I want it.
Inner Sight. Good night.
In a sight. Rollicks.
Yep.